Now, you're here to learn, and you're learning spontaneous. You're learning moves with the energy and the capacity of the collective. When I tell you to focus and I ask you to do something, just do it like the sign says. You're not smarter than me. Mm-mm. Just do it so that you can become as smart as me. So what am I, people? I am infinite consciousness. How simple is this projection? I have projected through the God of this being. This is a simple process, but the rarest there is. All I am is I've demonstrated to you what the God of this woman would be like, fully realized, and what the God of your being will be like, fully realized. Now, what is remarkable about that is that it is natural, it is evolution. I am no more a phenomenon than your God is. And that is a phenomenon. And yet, you begin to see how something can contract itself into words and movement and dancing eyes and can even be fallible when it serves it. I'm not to fool entities. One day, you will be able to be like this because what I have demonstrated is how your God is. Your God is not named Ramtha. It is your God. It has no name. But its consciousness is not to thinking, but fulfilling a mandate. It desires so greatly to have the pearls of this experience that it can go to its mother, father, principle, to its house from which it came, heavy laden with the experience of making known a reality that never even existed before, making the color blue deeper, or making the thought about a tree more alive, more intelligent, more appreciative, making the morning more blissful and healthier. And by God, if your body is sick, you can heal that body. All you have to do is just be your God for a few days and he'll take care of it, or she'll take care of it, or it will take care of it. All you have to do is know. Stop thinking and just know. Focus and allow the consciousness to be transferred. But people, I gave to myself the wisdoms of life and it eternalized me. God is alive and well is the wrong. Your God is alive and well, waiting for that pearl to come in. When it does, you'll never die. You'll know immortality. But you can't know immortality on 90% memory and living behind a walls inside of yourself that bar any sort of adventure in life. You've got to change. By God, you've got to get humble. There's nothing about you that's too precious that it can't go by the wayside and be realized as wisdom. There just isn't. Not in the light of all eternity. So this is all that I've ever been, and that's everything. You couldn't even fantasize how beautiful it is. But isn't it remarkable that all the things that you learned came from my mind? It is. And understanding every moment and how to push you, how to teach you, how to train you, how to tolerate you, how to love you. No one taught me that. I am that. So being outrageous is building a love for being that which has not been experienced in yourself. Everything else will take care of itself. And love you I do, people. Love you I do. Now it has been an arduous task getting through those walls and getting through your dogma and your prejudice and, you know, and your likes and dislikes and your habits, pushing you to get something that it was as if I was pushing you so that I would get it. Did it ever occur to you I already have it? Otherwise, I couldn't push you to any one particular goal unless I already knew the outcome. I already have it. I'm pushing you to have an experience that you could be truthful, to find that card in the field, to see how wonderfully alive the frequency between you and I is, to manifest reality, to where it is so common and so simple, it gives you a delirium. It makes you bawl like a baby because you see its simplicity and how fragile it is and how you can think it and trap it. I push you because I want you to know these things. I want you to have everything you want. But what is it that you should be wanting? Because if you set your sight on that and on knowledge, and if you dutifully apply yourself earnestly and impeccably, no cheaters allowed, impeccably, if you have to grovel and you're the last 100 times, be the last 100 times. Because the 101 time you're going to get it, and the journey will have been impeccable and bright.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
You apply yourself. I want this. Now you begin to understand the term. This should be the most important thing to you. Why? Because it creates everything else. It makes possible everything else. You are no longer lacking. You are no longer helpless. You can't say, well, I'm just a mere mortal. You're more than that. All you have to do is focus. If your child needs something, focus on it. It will manifest. Focus on it, not with an undercurrent of the worms of decay, but with the sincerity that says, I have done this before. I have watched this in action. I have been this in action. And this is how I have been taught. I will do it. I will apply all of my focus, all of my attention, and it doesn't matter how long it takes. It's just going to be. And that's the warrior aggressive attitude and focus, focus. It may not happen that night. May not happen that morning. You'll focus tomorrow morning. You focus tomorrow night. You focus the next day. And perhaps 3 days and nights of focus. Your child has it. And what if I told you it meant their life? Would you focus for 3 days and three nights?
Yeah.
Yes? You see, that's when you stop being helpless. And you shed the garments of victimization, shed the garments of entrapment, and you put on the garments of a master. And the master can love his family and love her family, can be the great parent, can be the great mother, the mother, great father, the great sister, and the great brother, the great child, and add to the glory of the family structure by bringing the talent and the education and the knowledge home and giving it to the family by focusing, by getting what you need through creation. Because the distance between you and I is ready to be received. Even the radiation from the eyes warp it. And you take it into your life. When it's the most important thing to you, you can make the difference between your family's survival or non-survival. It can be the difference between a hard winter and a simple winter. It can be the difference between life and death. It can be the difference between disease and healing. It can be the difference between joy and unhappiness. A person who has this knowledge is not depressed. A person who has this knowledge is in a simple repose of joy, because there is a steadfast confidence inside of them that whatever they focus upon will be. But if you do it for the dollars and cents, it will not happen. Do you understand?
Yes.
We're talking about an eternalized being. You're here to learn to be a consciousness that supersedes time. You want what it wants. Furthermore, you want to be what it is. And it doesn't matter if all you have is a poor girdle to girth your loins and a ragged cloak. If that's all you have, but you are learning the fine art of this knowledge, you have everything, people. Now you begin to understand. testament to the disciples. And Yeshua ben Joseph had them camp beside a bridge in an open field at night. They had no lodgings to go to. It was part of their understanding, their initiation. And they had to furl up in their cloaks. They gave them a simple teaching. A simple teaching was this: that which exists knows even when a sparrow falls. Don't you think it knows you? And that which is has cloaked the lily in the field, and it is draped in a greater garment than Solomon and all of his robes. Don't you know that the lily neither spins nor toils to earn its garment? And that are you any less than the lily of the field? Reflect upon that which set you here. And if you do, then what you will gain will not be the cloaks of this world, but eternal life. And that was the teaching. And they all lay bundled up in their cloaks, looking at the starry night, listening to the hyenas in the distance and the wild dogs. And they contemplated about the beautiful lily and what Solomon must have been dressed in his day. And all they had to do was put all their focus in that which created them, and they would have it all. We'll take a short break.